This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour. Yep, you've heard the intro. That means it's time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pal and partner in this endeavor, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gotten together every week for years and years and years to discuss what's going on in the world of news talk radio, according to the research that's done by Michael and his staff, the radio stations they listen to, the stars of these shows they listen to, the tone, the tenor of the conversation. So we come up with a list, top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people. We extract from that some conversational material, talk also about some of the things that are a part of the mainstay, may not be in the list, but mainstays of things that are pertinent to the talk radio world. So without further ado, have I given you enough time now that you swallow all the food that you were eating?
Yeah, I like the way you said we extract conversational material. That's a cool...
Can you... shall I patent that or go to the countdown?
The extraction of... Here's some conversational material freshly extracted from our mountain of raw data.
Yes.
Like that. At number 10, we have Mlbib action. That's Major League Baseball. Mlbib. And we have NBA playoffs are set at number 9. At number 8, the U.S.-Afghanistan bombing. At number 7, Fox News and Bill O'Reilly controversy. We have the number 6, the Sean Spicer apology. At number 5, the state of Stephen K. Bannon's status in the White House. At number 4, the FBI monitored Trump advisor. At number 3, huge, growing story, the United Airlines public relations scandal. At number 2, we have the North Korea nuke threats. And at number 1, U.S.-Russia relations and the Syria gas attack. The people on our survey: at number 10, Bill O'Reilly. Carter Page at 9, Sean Spicer at 8. Number 7, Stephen K. Bannon. At number 6, Dr. David Dow. At number 5, Xi Jinping. At number 4, Kim Jong-un. At number 3, Bashar al-Assad. At number 2, Vladimir Putin. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump. And there you go.
All right, so you know that Cheech and Chong have been replaced by Kim and Xi, right?
My goodness.
You get that?
I got it.
Okay.
Kim and Xi, yes. They've replaced Cheech and Chong.
Yes. And
understand how, but I get it.
So, well, you know, it's one of those silly things. You've got to have a distraction from all this stuff. This is Easter weekend, the end of Passover for many people. So as we look at these things, we don't take a holiday. We're on every week, 52 weeks a year, with the information that's going on that we glean, or you do, and I like to share it with everybody, so we do it every week no matter what. But this weekend, it seems to me, and you can give this as much time or as little as you would like to, Michael, I know that you and I have had, on the air and off the air, a number of conversations, especially lately, about how our lives are changing. The important things in our life today are not necessarily what was important. I mean, some of them are, but our philosophies of life are changing. Seasons are changing. There's a new road ahead. So
everything turn.
Not going. I'm sorry. It's from the Ecclesiastes.
The book of Ecclesiastes. Put to music by Bob Seger, by Pete Seger. Performed by the Birds.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of different versions of that, but it's a good song.
And I don't mean to derail you. Go ahead.
No, it's
where
okay.
With this?
Because along with this being a seasonable religious time, it's also a time for those people who are getting into the sort of new world order to understand that Mercury has gone retrograde. Mercury, the planet Mercury, according to astrologers, has gone retrograde. That is, it looks like in the sky it's going backwards instead of forwards. And it happens 3 times a year, and more people of the last 3-4 years have started paying attention to this because things don't seem to quite work right. And to wit, in this circumstance, usually affects transportation, communication, that sort of thing, sometimes relationships, if you let it. And so when you look at the United Airlines situation that happened on the first day of Mercury going retrograde, and you see what has happened here, and the seething interest, the public can't seem to get enough of this, because it's so clear who the good guys are and the bad guys, even though the bad guys are trying to kind of make people confused as who the good guy really is here. And so it makes for perfect conversation on the talk radio stations that you listen to, right?
That Mercury is in retrograde?
No. That the, you know what? The United Airlines thing.
Okay. I thought that suddenly
but
I dropped
you and
that
I have talked about things like that.
You brought it up, and I know that you're interested in that stuff, and I'm interested in some of that stuff. I personally loathe astrology.
Good.
I consider it a fake science, and Mercury being in retrograde is actually an optical illusion based upon where the spheres are located. But that's neither here nor there. But the stuff that's out there, it makes for great conversation. And it's interesting how we are impacted. Here's the thread of the point I gather from what you're saying, taking it to the next level. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are killed in Syria and slaughtered and murdered, and babies are dying, and 80 people die, and it's on television, and the president sees it, and that is what sparks outrage in the White House and the bombing of an airbase in Syria. Whereas before, we should stay away. It was the visuals of one particular incident that did it. The media got into his head. Mm. And the same thing is with the United Airlines thing. We have people all over the world being mistreated, tortured, killed, murdered.
Chicago. They're men all over the world.
Abused.
Look at what happened in Chicago this week.
Right. And one passenger on an airline is abused in a situation of incompetence, and that becomes the story of the week that has everybody outraged. And I'm not saying it isn't outrageous. And I'm not saying what Trump saw in the video was not outrageous. But it falls into a pattern of how we are motivated by emotion and the actual mathematical, scientific, logical, objective priorities that we have in determining what's really bad and what's not so bad and what's important and what warrants action is totally based upon the media and based upon our emotions.
Pretty much says it all. Michael Harrison from Do You Agree? You can always connect to us, by the way. Michael@talkers.com and Doug@DougStephan.com. It's 13, almost 14 past the hour on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
16 past the hour. Talk Radio Review. Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We were just yakking about the United Airlines PR scandal, which is number 3 this week. It could arguably be number 1, I suppose. It's like a toss-up. The sorts of things that are being done that, again, make for good... Well, our focus here is what's good conversation and what do people want to hear on the air. And there doesn't seem to be a way to satisfy folks at the moment. Kind of like it was with Trump for a while. Everything Trump sucked all the air out of the room. Well, this week, the United Airlines thing sucked all the air out of the room, including the attempts that the PR people that work for United tried to do to discredit this guy, which backfired on them. Everything they did basically backfired, which makes you wonder. My point of view, being an airline sort of fan, I came to the after I looked at how bad the management was, okay, so this guy running the airline doesn't know how to get the troops in order. That means the people under him don't know how to get the people that work for that work under them in order. So when it gets down, if they're this bad at management, who the hell's taking care of the planes? I want to know that the guys that are in maintenance aren't paying attention to this guy. Hopefully there's a leader someplace in charge of management for United that's better than the rest of the management. That's the way I look at it. I don't really care about much of the other stuff, but I want to know if I got on a United airliner that is being taken care of better than the guys managing the rest of the airline are doing.
How do you want me to respond to that?
A
little counterpoint here.
Yes, please.
I mean, when you think about the airlines, it's one of the most well-managed, well-run, most precise industries in the world. When you think about how many planes fly every day and how many operations there are and how few accidents there are and how safe it is relative to other forms
of
travel.
Safest mode of transportation there is.
That it is unfair to say, well, look, if they can't do this, how can we trust that the maintenance is good and the pilots are good and all that? I mean, human error does happen. And another fair way to look at this is that the airlines are based on different kinds of operations. The operations of passenger relations are very different than the operations of the engineering or the operations of piloting. The pilots were outraged by this. So I don't think it's a fair and accurate assessment to say, oh my gosh, the airlines are mismanaged. They're pretty amazingly well managed.
Well,
when you think about it.
You're making a very good point about how they run more or less on time. And how the plane gets off the ground. There are thousands, not hundreds, but thousands and thousands of trips every day just in this country, never mind everywhere else. And now, you can't remember when the last crash was. And that says something about how well it's managed or how well, whether it's the airlines themselves or air traffic control or whoever it is that's managing the planes once they push off the gate. That's really we're in the computer age.
The airlines, don't get in a lot of trouble if they don't give you peanuts and they don't treat you nicely and they don't,
we expect
it to you. But they get in a lot of trouble if their plane goes down. They get in a lot of, so it's in their interests to prioritize passenger comfort at the bottom of the list of the things that they have to worry about in terms of their interests in running a business. What comes out of this is that I think the airlines have got to pay a little more attention to passenger comfort and emotional security as well as physical security. That's all I think there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you think when these guys get together, like United combines with Continental, and they tell the regulators, oh, prices will be better and we'll have more service. Everybody knows that's a bunch of bunkum. So, what's the reason? It's all about business. And it's not bad. It just is the reality here in this circumstance. A lot of people working in this company, and they're not all under control, it would seem. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, 23 after the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com to see a list of the things that we actually are talking about here. News from the talk world this week. Radio and television talkers, Radio Talkers TV. Always fascinating things going on there. So check it out at talkers.com. We're checking out the lists, the stories, the behind-the-scenes conversation. And one of the nice things that comes about is our program is aired, and we invite people to react to us. That's a great way to do it. And we're sort of old school, so if you want to send us email, that's cool, doug@dougstefan.com or michael@talkers.com. This week we heard from a number of people, including a fellow named Spud. I think that's his name is Mark Friedman. Listens to us in Birmingham, Alabama. This is like a Casey Kasem long-distance dedication on the talk countdown. He asks the question of you, Michael, regarding the discussion, debate, argument, and his specific question is, what's the dividing line between debate and argument, as it may apply to our talk radio world? And you gave him a great answer, so let's talk about the difference between debate and argument.
Well, I mean, there really is no difference. It's just the spirit in which it's intended. An argument sounds like it's a little bit more close-minded, a little bit more antagonistic, a little more confrontational or contentious. A debate sort of gives the impression that you're playing by sports rules, that it's a debate for the sake of either being competitive based upon the art of debate or coming to some kind of a conclusion that both parties could come away with something. But argument, an argument is something you can make in a debate. It's like an aspect of debate. So there is no dividing line between argument and debate. They are part of the same spectrum of adversarial conversation. It could be friendly or it could be hostile. But there really is no difference.
All right. So is it true in your mind, do you think that some people listen to these conversations, so where there's guests and maybe two hosts involved, they're wanting an audio wrestling match? Is there the count the point counterpoint discussion.
Some people love that. Just as there are people that are fans of professional boxing. Some people like mixed martial arts. Some like professional wrestling. Some people like what Jerry Springer did in talk shows, where they actually had to have guards on the stage to keep people from hitting each other over the head. Mm-hmm. Other people like a nice discussion, as Charlie Rose would do. There are people that like all different levels of sport, all different levels of confrontation, and all different levels of violence. There's a difference between tennis and football. And that's just something that is part of life. Bringing it back to our business, there are people that love to hear screaming matches, love to see people have meltdowns, love to see accidents on the side of the road, so to speak, while other people find that to be frustrating, annoying, irritating, and want more substantive, productive discussion.
Just really under the circumstances, seems to me that we've done it in music radio. I think we've talked about it here, how talk might be filtered down into, we have conservative talk and liberal talk and happy talk and sports talk, and there are any number of ways conversations can go. So it isn't all. I remember my daughter used to, when she was in college, when people would ask, what'd your father do for a living? Well, he's a talk radio personality. Oh, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? And then Megan's changed the story. She said what I did for a living was filler between commercials, because she didn't want to talk about Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, well, that's frustrating when people judge an entire industry by its biggest stars.
Yeah.
It denies the fact that there's much more variety and much more diversity and many, many more players than just the handful of stars.
Yep. All right, we continue. I hope that answer is good for you, Mr. Friedman. Thank you for sending it along to us. 28 past.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Hot Hits in Talk Radio, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The second week in April, the week of April 10th to the 14th, is what we are scrutinizing in our conversation this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It was 10 years ago this week that Don Imus got himself into a bit of a jam. And when I think back at that, the comments he made and how he got fired for doing what he got hired to do. And I mean, think about how over the years we've been doing this, how things have changed, and how what we used to, I mean, I was saying some things this morning on the air that were, I don't know, Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, did you cringe when I said what I did about Assad or some of these other characters as I was playing with their names?
I think I'm so used to you doing stuff like that that it just, I didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
Or I noticed, but I Doug, just, it didn't Doug, really you, bother me.
Doug, you made an Assad aside?
I did make an Assad aside. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I said, I was teasing about Kim and Zing and all these other people.
You know, that's really not a good thing to do.
About what?
Make fun of ethnic names.
Do you think that's what I was doing? I was having fun. But you see, that gets to what we're talking about here on the serious side. You can't really... What we started doing, when I first did... my first talk radio program was in September of... October, one of the other... September, the fall of 1974. And I've been doing talk radio ever since. And I think back on what I said to get started and how I've done it over the years, I've always been considered someone who was moderate, in the middle, not going to upset anybody. So I think I get away with things sometimes that other people might not get away with, saying things
that
are...
Don't push your luck.
Well, you see, that's it. Sometimes you do. And I think that, I mean, not that I want to, the Amos thing was sort of a black eye, as was the Rush Limbaugh thing with Fluke. But yet it shows the humanity. When you do this, when people who, women and men who are doing talk radio programs are on the air and it is desirable for people to know who they are. I think the word they use is authentic. But you are going to know. If you listen to somebody 3-4 hours a day over the course of a week, all of the things that are said, there are going to be mistakes made. And it's not unlike, you know, we were talking about United and how, you know, they made a mistake. Or people make mistakes. That's what gives us something to talk about in the first place. If everybody was perfect, we wouldn't have Russia, we wouldn't have North Korea, we wouldn't have all... Look at all the things on the list that if people were perfect, we wouldn't be talking about any of this stuff.
Right, and the reason that we have mistakes is for the sake of keeping talk radio in business.
Well, thank you. Okay.
But so what is your point that by making
what is my
fun,
point?
That making fun of these people on your other show of their names is a mistake, is a passive-aggressive way of you being a racist without anybody noticing it.
Absolutely, that's what it is.
What is your motivation?
I'm a passive-aggressive racist. That's me.
I mean, what is your motivation for doing
this? My motivation is just simply to have people lighten up a little bit and not take everything and everybody so damn seriously, because that's what we do. We are so serious about so many things. We're going to start World War III. To listen to some people, some of the programs that are on the left, with the dropping of that bomb in Afghanistan, which was the biggest bomb ever dropped any place, the world was coming to the brink. And if that wasn't enough, we're going to go in to North Korea this week and we're going to blow up the castle where Kim Jong-un lives. Or whatever it is that we're going to do. That's going to do. We're going to be at war. I listened to a couple of these liberal hosts this week, and that's what they said. And the conservatives do the same thing on the other side. But we all think of it as theater. Do we take it seriously? Are we supposed to take it seriously? I think some of these people are serious in that they do think that Trump's going to get us into World War III. Don't you think that?
Well, he can get us into World War III. Well, president can.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, when the President of the United States is militaristic and strong and throws the bombs around and says, don't mess with us, there are people that say, oh, reckless. And when the President of the United States doesn't do that, oh, wimp. Oh, I mean you can't
My
win.
My point exactly.
I don't know why Trump wanted that damn job.
I know.
Isn't it obvious that at this point in time, he hasn't even reached 100 days, the guy is throwing his hands up in the air and say, okay, I'm going to play it. I got to do something else. This ain't working.
Well, but he more or less admitted this past week that when he went in there, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what was going on. And he says, I'm learning as I'm going. That's the bottom line. And
but on the campaign trail, he sure did seem to have quick answers for everything, and everybody that voted for him thought that he was the second coming of sliced bread.
Most of them are wrong. I mean, will some things get done that he promised to get done? Sure. Some things need to be done to change things. But can you change? And by the way, most people admit, or who are working around him, including his children, who are the most influential on him anyway, his daughter, for sure.
Isn't that reassuring?
And her husband.
doesn't that make you feel confident?
I don't know whether you make the decisions in a barrel. Did Obama make decisions without talking to Michelle? Did George Bush make decisions without talking to Laura? Did Bill Clinton make decisions without talking to Hillary? Did Ronald Reagan make decisions without talking to Nancy? I think that they're... So
but
in this case...
At least Nancy was plugged into a good astrologer.
Yes, she was. And they got astrological advice,
right,
too.
Go on.
Circumstances. Right.
Yeah, well, I guess, you're right. The presidents are human beings.
And he's...
And like a lot of bosses, they take an opinion based on the last person they spoke to. You ever work for a boss that was always into the philosophy of the last person they spoke to?
Whoever gets to you before you go through the door, that's it. That's where the decision is. Mm. That's what happens. And a lot of businesses are that way. I just think in the circumstances we find ourselves in, that the people who get all worked up about, this is the point I'm trying to make, if I haven't made it well. The people who are upset about the bomb and the threats, you listen to that and then you measure it, hopefully, with the experience. When Stephen Bannon was put in, people said, this guy is the devil incarnate. How can he be in bed with Trump? Well, Trump has given a certain amount of leeway to Pence to find people that will satisfy those who are Pence supporters who basically got him in. But his management style is very clear. If you don't perform for Trump, you're gonzo. Bannon doesn't perform, can't perform, isn't capable of performing in that position that he's in. So he's gone. I think, and somebody else resigned this week, I forget who it was, or was told to resign. I think you're going to see as many of these people are brought into the situations of power that they're going to be gone in 3 or 4 months if they don't perform. I just think you're going to see around the door is going to go around and around and around.
Well, what does Bannon have to do to perform? What performance?
I don't know what he was there in the first place for. I thought he was a horrible choice, didn't you? He was supposed to be advising the president on what to do in the interest of national safety and security.
Well, I don't know whether or not he performed that or not. I don't know.
No, he did was irritate people, annoy people, get people to fight with each other and not get anything done. That's what he did, which is what he's been doing where he came from.
And then when you're a president who's concerned about not irritating people and not fighting with people, then you become part of the swamp that was supposed to be drained. This thing goes around and around and around. The fact of the matter is, it's tough running a big country, and it's tough running a democracy, and it's tough running a big bureaucracy. There ain't no easy solutions.
No,
the key is balance, patience,
one sentence fix. Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it can't happen.
Same thing to United Airlines?
Well, I did before. You want to bring down the whole airline industry as incompetent because their customer relations can be improved.
Mm-hmm.
You're making connections between one aspect of it and another. It's like people that say government is bad. Well, try living in a world without governments. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd wish you had a government.
Right.
You know, live in the jungle. Live in the Wild West. Live in a world of. That was an awful thing that you did. What was that noise that you did? Were you an animal?
That was me being Tarzan.
Oh, okay. Think about it. We talk in extremes, and then when we have the power to press a button or make something happen and it doesn't work, oh, what happened? Because in the real world, the only thing that works is patience, compromise, sense, maturity, and understanding that it's difficult to keep things organized and to keep everybody on the same page. You can't just snap your fingers and make it happen. It's not simplistic. It's difficult.
Thus, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that Michael is here and he is at the head, the helm, if you will, of Talkers Magazine, because he has that approach. He has the ability to stretch the string, if you will. Didn't that just make a whole lot of sense, what he just said in the last couple of minutes? Did to me. In our continuing effort to make sure that everything is sort of organized here, as we don't necessarily follow suit in the order that the information is presented by Talkers Magazine on the countdown, so let's just go through the people list this week. We have a focus on who's where and what. At number 10, Bill O'Reilly. At number 9, Carter Page. At number 8, Sean Spicer. Number 7, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 6, Dr. David Dow. Number 5, Xi Jinping, President of China. Number 4, Kim Jong-un from Korea. Number 3, Bashar al-Assad, the ruler of Syria. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. Number 1, Donald Trump. I would probably rearrange that a little bit. As I said, I think that the situation with United is number 1 and so is Dow. But anyway, that's the way it looks from the official position of Talkers Magazine. All right. In a moment, Michael talks about his interview this week on the podcast Up Close and Far Out. Wait till you hear who he talked to. That's coming up next here. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
In Washington, D.C., 5 organizations from across the country are being recognized for creating social change at a grassroots level as part of this year's Renewal Awards. Allstate's David Prendergast.
We celebrate innovation in the community, people acting on their own to drive change where they live.
Winners of the annual event sponsored by Allstate and The Atlantic include organizations working to help at-risk kids, empower LGBT youth, and transform urban spaces. Taking home the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award was Our Children of Long Island City, New York, for helping formerly incarcerated women and their children build stable, independent lives. Sister Tessa Fitzgerald.
We're delighted and honored to be the recipients of the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award. Awards like this in recognition give power to people across our country to be positive change in our world.
We believe that by supporting communities, we make a stronger country.
Winners receive a $20,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to therenewalproject.com.
Tuning into the charts from Talkers Magazine, the actual information for the week of April the 10th to the 14th, let's go down from number 10 to number 1, shall we? Number 10, the usual 10 and 9 often have to do with sports. And I'm not discounting it. I'm just telling you that that's where the conversation is. So let's actually start at number 8 issue-wise, the bombing in Afghanistan. At number 7, the Bill O'Reilly Fox News controversy. Number 6, Sean Spicer and what he said or didn't say. Number 5... Mr. Steve Bannon's loss of power. Is he turning into some sort of paranoid lunatic? I'm not sure he's turning into. I think he always was. Number 4, the FBI monitoring of a Trump advisor. Number 3, the United Airlines situation. North Korea is 2. And our relationships with Russia, U.S., and the Middle East. Number 1 this week on the countdown. All right, 47 after the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This week you interviewed one of the most marvelous voices on the planet. How did you happen to arrange this conversation?
Just we crossed paths, and I found out she was being honored for the work she's done on behalf of people with emotional disorders, substance abuse, and suicide. Her name is Judy Collins. You may remember her as a great singer for the last 50 years.
Yep.
She is getting an award in L.A., and it was an opportunity to talk to her. And, man, is that a candid conversation about her personal life. Oh, my gosh.
What way? What are we going to learn?
We learn about her drug addiction, her eating disorders, her attempts at suicide, the suicide of her son, her drinking, and her recovery, and her ability to pull it together and help others now with the same problem, and to take away the taboo of talking about mental illness in public. She's quite a woman, and I don't know how much you know about her, but she's going back on the road this summer in a concert with Stephen Stills. Stephen Stills and Judy Collins. You know, she was the subject of his great song, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes, yeah.
And that I'm gonna go get tickets to see that one. Just for
get enough for me. I'll go with you. Where are they?
They're going to be playing out in Great Barrington this summer.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be good.
And that'll be very, very cool. UpCloseAndFarOut.com, absolutely free if people want to hear it. It's about 45-minute conversation. It's really nice, yeah.
So next week, can you get Bill O'Reilly on to talk on the podcast?
I don't think Bill O'Reilly would do it now.
No, really? You think he's done?
I think he
candidly
might be
and
done.
Seriously.
Candidly, I think he might. I think he's on thin ice. Yeah, I think he's on thin ice. I think he most likely will survive, but I think these times are strange, and I think that ultimately Fox could get along without him, and mm-hmm. that's why he might be done. They can make it without him.
Yeah, they can. He could go back on the radio and do something. I never understood why he went off the radio because I thought his radio show was pretty good. I mean, he didn't want to do it, but I think. There's a chance for him to be something there that he might not be on television art. Food for thought. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen had to catch a plane, ironically. So this is Michael Harrison, and I'm moving over to the host anchor chair. And joining us, as is customary at this point in the program, is attorney and commentator Steve Weissman, whose website is scamicide.com, the best place to get those scoundrels. Steve, I bet you've got plenty to say about the United Airlines public relations scandal.
Why? What happened there? Yeah, you know, actually, what's wonderful from a legal standpoint, a lot of the time people have missed some of the legal issues. So you start with when we have our tickets, it does say in the fine print, and there's never anything fine in fine print, that we can be bumped from a flight if it is oversold. And you know, frankly, the number of seats, of times that overselling occurs where someone has to be bumped is actually less than one time for every 10,000 seats on the plane. So it isn't often, and it's a legitimate thing. However, what happened, and if someone is going to be bumped involuntarily, the Laws and regulations provide that you can get up to $1,350 worth of compensation. But that's if you bumped on involuntarily. What they often will do, and always actually will do, is they will ask for volunteers, and there's no limit on what they can give the person for volunteers. I recently saw an airline give someone $11,000 worth of gift cards in order to be bumped. But here's what's very interesting in this. In this particular case, the physician who was taken, removed from the plane in Chicago, it was not oversold. It wasn't, they weren't bumping for a passenger that had bought. They were bumping for four members of a crew who were doing what they called deadheading. They were flying to another city where they would be the crew on another plane. That is not something that they really have a right to throw the passenger off for.
And
it's ludicrous. In addition, they have flight crews that are on reserve in these other cities when this happens, so they should have just used that crew. I mean, United Airlines used excessive force. They committed public relations suicide, and frankly, they didn't even follow the law. They're going to get nailed.
Obviously they'll settle out of court. I mean, obviously, I don't know for sure, but they'll probably want to do that. Am I correct based on your assumption?
I think you could have stopped when you said obviously they'll settle out of court. There is absolutely. Can you imagine the plaintiff is demanding a jury trial? Okay, we give up. You're going to get a jury trial. They'd be checking the jury. Have you ever flown an airplane? Yes, you're out. I mean, it is impossible to get a jury that wouldn't come up with a huge amount against United. And United would have another public relations debacle defending themselves. So you're right. This is a case where Foghorn Leghorn could be the lawyer for the plaintiff and get millions.
Otherwise, it eventually would be Dow Airlines.
Exactly. And he'll treat his passengers better.
Do you venture a number? I know I'm putting you in, you know, this is totally, you know, psychic stuff, but what do you think is possible?
I can actually make a prediction that will look good. And the reason it'll look good is because when they settle, United Airlines will require as a condition of the settlement that the amount is confidential and not released. But that being said, I could see this being a $3 million claim without much problem.
So that one out of 10,000 was the lottery for Dr. David Dow.
Bad.
Yeah. I guess it was just kind of a screw up of royal proportions, and I could imagine how upset the CEO and I know the pilots union is upset. Steve, scamaside.com, every day you have exciting new scams for people to watch out for, and I want to recommend highly that the people listening to this broadcast check it out on a daily basis. Scamaside.com, and Steve Weissman, professor at Bentley University, noted radio and television and newspaper commentator. It's great to have you on the Countdown Show.
Always good to talk with you.
Right. And that about does it. Thank you, Kara Schillen. Thank you, everybody. Michael Harrison for Doug at the end. And this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with a ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.